inside you, being both seniors and have all that experience?
It helps a lot. You know, what I don't know, they do know. You know, and what I do know, they know. So it's kind of like, you know, I got people to lean on when I need questions. I got two coaches that's right there. They know what's going on. So, you know, it helps me a lot, and it makes my job a lot easier when I have two guys, you know, that have more experience than me and know just as much as I do or even more.
What have you learned from Coach Reed so far since you've gotten a chance to work with you?
A lot, starting with my footwork and being downhill. Just being able to practice every day, you know, at the same tempo. He reminds us every day, like his little saying, "Don't let the fire out," you know, "Don't let it rain." So, you know, I just learned a lot of just being like, you know, ready to go every day.
When you talk about the footwork and, you know, playing downhill, do you feel that those are things that maybe were struggles for you last season as you were going through the year?
Yeah, I think so. And it came with experience, you know, a little nervous here and there. Just not having, you know, the experience that I have now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Coach Reed, you know, always positive with things and letting me know that, you know, he's seen my footwork from that last year to now and I'm improving. So I just got to keep listening and, you know, keep working hard. And then hopefully, you know, everything falls into play.
How involved with special teams have you been here during spring football?
Right now, I'm running with the ones on punt. Mm-hmm. Me and Chris is rotating in. That's all we put in right now is punt. But right now, I'm first on punt.
How different has that been with Coach White?
He brings a lot of energy. Like all the new coaches, they all have a lot of energy, excited to be here, you know, good people. So, you know, I'm learning from him too. You know, you got a lot of great coaches here.